1450 AM, 103.5 FM KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo, where they are more than just prescription medication. Joining me today is Lady Bison head soccer coach Mike Sowers. Good morning, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, as a new season begins here, Coach, just kind of introduce us to this year's Lady Bison soccer team.
Oh, well, we've got some returners that are coming back, all-state players and all-conference players, but they are in the minority. We've got lots of new girls that are trying soccer out this year. Some names that are familiar to the Bison fans out there, Maddie DeLozier and Claremont girl Kristen Clausen. So the names will be familiar, but not on the soccer field.
And, Coach, you had some tough competition on opening weekend against 4A talent at the Casper Jamboree. Started off on Friday, a 5-0 loss against Campbell County. What kind of problems did Campbell County pose in that game?
Oh, they've got a lot of girls competing against 4A. It's also our FBLA weekend, so half of my team are off to Laramie and enjoying their state weekend for that. The competition at 4A is just a different level. They've got subs that they always bring lots of players, so it's hard to compete at that level, but we love it at the beginning of the year to kind of knock the rust off.
And, Coach, then on Saturday in your first matchup was against Thunder Basin, and they must put a heck of a team out there as well as they got you 9-0 in that one.
Oh, yeah, Thunder Basin's probably going to be the number one in 4A girls this year. Lots of speed up top. Our girls having only a couple practices or a couple weeks of practice after basketball to come out and go against the number one team in 4A was kind of an eye-opener, but I saw some pleasant things, girls doing good things and improving as the game went on. They're just real fast.
Yeah, and it seems like the girls' defense improved when they got to the last matchup on Saturday, which was against Evanston. That one finished in a 0-0 tie.
Oh, yeah, we definitely started figuring each other out. And like I said, with the few, we had six returning starters from last year on the field with five not returning players, new players. So they, by the Evanston game, we kind of figured each other out a little bit better and how to find each other on the field around the 4A team instead of just through them.
Well, and that's kind of where you are at the beginning of the season, right? You have a couple weeks of practice before they let you get into action, and at that point you're trying to kind of just figure out that team chemistry and as you mentioned, kind of playing together.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have, I look at it, and we've got five 4A games to start out the season facing Sheridan next week and Campbell County again. We don't even face a 3A opponent until, I think, the 6th of next month. So it's a grueling preseason, but it really gets us ready for the upper-level 3A competition we'll see.
And, Coach, then as you're trying to get that chemistry to jive here early in the season, how much does it kind of set you back when you have weekends like this weekend where parts of your team are missing for other obligations?
Oh, I wouldn't really say it sets us back. It gives girls a chance to play and show what they've got. The girls that are off doing their other culminating events for other things, I let them go freely so that the girls that are here at home, they have a chance to show the coach what they can do on the soccer field.
And, Coach, you mentioned next week a couple more games against 4A competition at Sheridan and then hosting Campbell County. What kind of improvements are you hoping to see between now and those games?
Well, I told the girls this week we're going to focus on the defense. If we can figure out how to slow down Sheridan and Campbell County defensively after those games are over, we'll turn around and start looking at how to put the ball in the back of the net. But for sure the approach going into these two 4A games is solidify the defense and get 11 girls defending behind the ball and see if we can't figure out a way to counterattack.
Coach, you talked a little bit about playing that 4A talent before you get into, you know, conference matchups and the top 3A talent to start a season. What are some of the benefits going up against that 4A talent?
Oh, it shows you really quickly some weaknesses that you have as a team or some weaknesses you have in individuals, but it also really shows you some strength that you can have on the team. Competition breeds competition, so when we're in the 4A competition, we're able to see very quickly what we need to improve on and what we need to grow on.
All right. Talking with Lady Bison head soccer coach Mike Sowers. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time today.
All right. Thank you, Brady.
Once again, thank you to Lady Bison head soccer coach Mike Sowers. They've got a couple of matches next week at Sheridan and then hosting Campbell County if you want to see them in action. This has been Community Speaks, and it's been brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Keep that dial tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.